get into the shot caller question of the day.
Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal, sultry voice flag.
Yeah, maybe it'll help knock some things into place.
Yeah.
All right. I've got the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Time magazine recently searched through the records at the U.S. Copyright Office, and they collected data on every Christmas album recorded since 1978. It turns out there's one famous Christmas song that is not only the most popular carol with 733 copyrighted recordings, it's twice as dominant as Joy to the World, which is a distant second with 391 versions. Name the number one most recorded Christmas song of all time.
Oh, man.
All time. Wow. Okay.
This is a very bad question for me to have to answer.
Yeah, well, you just got to think
of something that you've heard, I mean, in every different voice, right? Like, yeah. My first thought is Silent Night.
Yeah, I was thinking Silent Night. What were the other ones that you said, Jeff?
I just said Joy to the World is second.
Okay.
What's the one that Bing Crosby sings? Is that Silent Night?
No, that's Have Yourself a
Merry Little Christmas.
That one I can never get out of my head every year. I mean,
But you think that it's been recorded that many times just because Bing is
yeah.
Is that song Oh Come All You Faithful? Is that a Christmas song?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Welcome to the party, Jubal.
Yeah.
Wow. What about, I mean, just also a classic, Jingle Bells.
Yeah, and I think every band does it. Like, NSYNC has done Jingle Bells.
I'm not sure.
They have a Christmas album. You guys didn't know?
Yeah, I know that they have a Christmas album. I can't think of Jingle Bells on it.
I'm not sure which way to go. If you're with, like, standard Christmas song or religious, because they've been around longer, I think. And Joy to the World is a religious one, obviously.
Yeah.
So, read it one more time, Jeff.
Time magazine recently searched through the records at the U.S. Copyright Office, and they collected data on every Christmas album recorded since 1978. It turns out there's one famous Christmas song that's not only the most popular carol with 733 copyrighted recordings, it's twice as dominant as Joy to the World, which is a far, far distant second. Name the number one most recorded Christmas song of all time.
Oh, wait, though. I mean, so it's 78. So it's 1978. So it's not really that old, right? We're not talking that far back. What if you did like Santa Baby? Because
yeah.
I feel like every female artist loves doing Santa Baby.
Yeah, but that is a female only song.
Yeah,
that's
I just feel like that's true,
so it limits it.
And also with the religious ones, it's like more broad appeal, right?
Mm-hmm. About Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's a like 1978, yeah. Like from then.
I'll go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Jeff.
Really?
Okay. Time magazine recently uncovered the most popular Christmas songs of all time. Number two is Joy to the World, which has been recorded by 391 different artists since 1978. But there's one famous holiday tune that holds the record by far with 733 copyrighted recordings in that span. It was originally composed in 1818.
Yeah, it's not going to be wrong.
But ever since, it's become one of the staples of the Christmas season, the classic Christmas carol, Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Why didn't we just go with, you should have gone with our original gut feeling on that one.
Yeah, dang it.
All right, well, I got it wrong, and Jeff gave me the lyrics of Silent Night, so I'll sing that before I get shocked. Turn this thing on. All right, here we go. It's going to be great with my voice today, too. Silent Night, Holy Night. Oh! She's getting into it too.
That actually sounded better when you made that voice.
I know.
Was that the Mariah Carey version?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Today's show was produced by Steve Christmas Dinner Boyd and Jeff Christmas Goose DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.